It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, October 28th, 2019. Today is the birthday of Irish poet Eileen Shanahan, born in Dublin in 1901. Her best-known poem, The Three Children Near Clonmel, has been reprinted 5 times since its original publication in the Atlantic Monthly in 1929 and was included in the Oxford Book of Irish Verse in 1958. Her father was Assistant Secretary of the Irish Board of Works and Honorary Treasurer of the Statistical and Social Inquiry Society of Ireland. Her maternal grandfather was J.J. Clancy, an Irish Nationalist Member of Parliament for North County Dublin from 1885 to 1918. Via her maternal grandmother, Margaret Hickey, she was related to the Irish revolutionary poet and author Pyrrhus Baisley. She was educated at St. Catherine's Dominican Convent and at Alexandra College. She worked as a secretary in Dublin and from 1929 at the League of Nations in Geneva. She married a Scotsman, Richard Webster, in 1936, and they had 5 children. When France was invaded in 1940, she and her family moved back to Ireland and then to Wallington in Surrey, where she lived for the rest of her life. Her most productive period as a poet was the late 1920s. She first achieved significant publication with 4 of her poems in the Atlantic Monthly. Her poetry was highly regarded by Lord Dunsany, who helped her gain publication of The Three Children and Shankill in the London Mercury. Some of her unpublished poems were broadcast by a Dublin radio station in May 1930. She also wrote a nativity play, The Inn at Bethlehem, thematically related to her poem Epiphany, which was performed at the Theatre Royal Dublin in 1928 and broadcast by Irish radio on Christmas Eve in 1944. The themes of her poetry include birth and childhood, the trials of love, the contrasts of passionate and cautious approaches to life, and Ireland and all of its predicaments. Many have a powerful sense of place, several, including The Three Children and Moon and Swan, being inspired by visits to her relatives at Clonmel in Tipperary, and another, Shankill, by the countryside near her childhood home at Dalkey. She admired the poetry of F.R. Higgins and Francis Ledwidge. Although Eileen wrote only about 70 poems, only 11 were published in her lifetime, and just 14 have been published to date. She died on January 28, 1979, at age 77. Here is her little masterpiece, The Three Children. I met 3 children on the road. The hawthorn trees were sweet with rain. The hills had drawn their white blinds down. 3 children on the road from town. Their wealthy eyes in splendor mocked their faded rags and wet bare feet. The king had sent his daughters out to play at peasants in the street. I could not see the palace walls. The avenues were dumb with mist. Perhaps a queen would watch and weep for lips that she had borne and kissed, and lost about the lonely world, with treasury of hair and eye. The tigers of the world would spring, the merchants of the world would buy. And one will sell her eyes for gold, and one will barter them for bread, and one will watch their glory fade beside the looking glass, unwed. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for October 28th, 2019. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.